Oh dear, I don't know. What with Pew and Speckley and Tillis on the corner. The competition's a bit hard these days, and James Sprott opposite, what's he doing? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, right then, Pasco. Oh, there you are, boy. I'm just going over to the Swan for an ale, and I'll be back soon enough. I'm leaving you in charge. Remember to write down any transactions in the ledger.
Right you are, Mr. Tucker. Don't you worry. I knows what to do.
You all right, Mr. Tucker?
Just over the road to the Swan. Young Pascoe's minding the shop for me. Are you needing anything for Miss Atherley?
Yeah, I have got a list of groceries she's needing. I may as well just pop in there now. Good evening.
Evening, miss.
I've got a list of groceries here for Miss Hatherley. There we go. Here, hear about that prize fight. That Dolby's gone and died.
Oh, yeah, and they got that man. What's his name? Bushby. Was aiding and abetting. You know, all for the sake of a few shillings. He'll be going to prison. Oh, it's terrible business, that is.
Wouldn't be surprised if he hangs for that.
Here we are.
Oh, thanks. This should be enough.
Yeah, thank you. Back so soon, Mr. Tucker. That was a swift ale.
Oh, I forgot my purse. You've got a lot of stuff there, Bessie. You need any help getting those things back to the school?
Oh, there's not that much. I shall be fine.
Oh, all right. Well, let's have a look at this ledger. What have you written down here, Pasco? That's never going to be enough to cover all those things for Miss Atherley.
I can add up, you know.
Bessie, bring those things back over here. Let's count them up again. I don't know. Go for a quick drink, everything goes to pot. Let's have a look then. So that's bread and milk, that's threepence each. And sugar, that'll be tuppence. And cheese, fourpence. Butter, fourpence. So, I make that 1 shilling and 7 pence.
Well, that's what I gave him. I gave him 1 shilling and 7 pence, and I said it to him. It should be enough. I definitely gave him 1 shilling and 7 pence.
She didn't buy all them things. She must have taken some of them without paying.
I never did that. I wouldn't. I'm a good girl. Oh, Miss Hatherley's going to be really cross with me.
I can do my sums, and what she had came to 7 pence. No more, no less.
Can't you see she's upset?
I saw him put the money in his pocket.
What are you suggesting exactly? Ah, Constable. Would you be able to help us out, please?